Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, everybody.
And Jose Otero.
Hello.
It is 10:30 in the morning here at the IGN offices.
That's
but
right.
But we're still excited to talk about Destiny.
Someone has not had his coffee
yet.
Yeah,
I did not have my coffee yet. I'm doing my best.
You're Destin.
Oh, yeah. Today we're going to talk about how to keep players in the world of Destiny. That was sent in by Garrett Hagood. The Refer a Friend program that was announced the other day. We're going to talk about the changes coming to Iron Banner. Some of them are kind of exciting. And the new item manager. And with that, we're going to talk about what the next expansion could look like.
That's right. Available at a web player near you.
Yeah.
It's not on mobile yet.
We're recording a quick episode today because we have a live show tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a
really
live
exciting
event. Mm-hmm. House party. Exactly. If you've been paying attention and you are joining us, we're super excited. Otherwise, we will have an archive online
next week. Next week's episode. Yeah. That will be our live show archive.
We got some good stuff happening. Yeah. Jose is going to dance. He's going to do the
He's going to say the outro.
It's a cool show. It's an hour show.
Am I really? Don't build things that aren't possible. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Really excited. So let's hop into our first topic.
I should mention, if you're in town, though, tweet at us, you know, if you didn't make it, you know, and are just around town, we might go somewhere after. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Cool. Keep an eye on the social web.
That's right. Yeah.
So right now, there's a lot of games coming out, and people are playing all sorts of stuff at the moment.
What games are people playing right now?
Yeah, right.
Not Fallout. Yeah. It's not, I haven't
Fallout,
ever heard of that.
Call of Duty, other games.
Now
I'm playing Fallout.
Topic.
I'm clearly playing Fallout. Yeah. But Garrett Hagood brought up a good question for today's show, and that is how to keep players in the world of Destiny. Now, I think one thing Bungie is doing this holiday season is their new Refer a Friend program, where people will, if you've been Sherpa-ing people through the raid, et cetera, you can basically give feedback to your teammates. I think that's a really good way to keep the community interacting. But how do we think we can keep people enticed in the world of Destiny with all this competition right now?
Sorry, just so I understand the Refer a Friend program, I thought it was sort of not fully detailed, but there will be a bonus for referring a friend.
That's correct.
Okay, but there's no other in-game things happening if I'm like helping people
the raid. Not that we know.
It's like
of
if you
yet.
Find a new player who wants to play, not just like, hey, I helped this Guardian out. That's a different thing.
Correct.
Okay. Help a friend versus refer a friend. Do both, Guardian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jose, we'll start with you. How do you feel that Bungie could keep the players immersed in their world right now? Like, what changes need to happen?
Well, I definitely want to take a second to applaud how the Taken King rolled out. And I do think that at the end of the day, there you go. No, you do it for real.
It's an animation.
No, I think the rollout plan was really smart. I mean, the base game came out, then the raid came out, then Banner and Trials came out, then Hard Raid came out. I think that the constant surprises that came with the first couple of weeks of Taken King are a really smart way to keep people talking about the game. I will say, though, that that list seems to have fallen silent the closer we got to Fallout and Call of Duty. It almost feels like
They're playing Fallout now.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it, or maybe they just didn't want to compete like directly. I mean, I do feel like Bungie is very content with you coming back to Destiny and then going away to something else, only to come back later. I think that that is part of something that they are okay with.
Mm-hmm. I think they were okay with Halo 5 actually not taking too many players away.
Yeah, Halo 5's multiplayer is really good.
It's divided. I know some really big Halo fans that aren't a fan, but then I also know people who really like what they've done.
But I do think Bungie could do a better job of introducing players to Destiny. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my knee-jerk reaction to part of this question, when I think of keeping players, I guess I'm really answering, like, how to introduce players to Destiny better. I think the base game should be free to play. I think a portion of the base game should be free to play.
Moving into this second and a half year, might be good timing.
The only bad thing, though, is that the base game is not good. Base game is not
It's not bad.
It gets
example.
Its hooks in you.
It's a timeout. It's not bad. Exactly.
It's middling in certain places, and it gets worse when Bungie puts out an expansion and then kills the Crucible playlist or kills the Vanguard playlist that are on there. You're kind of, I get the tease. I get how that's supposed to work, and I think that Guardians are within levels where that's okay, but we see it as kind of a limitation. So I think to add to this free-to-play model, why not do what WoW was doing at one point, where like you refer a friend and they get a preview of the Taken King as part of it, right? Or maybe like the first mission. With the base game.
Like a beta experience almost, where they're like, you have this for 48 hours or whatever it is.
I have two friends who I'm dying to get to play Destiny, and every day I turn to them, well, not every day, but every other day I turn to them on IM and go, hey, you gonna get Taken King? And they're like, no. And I'm like, I wish I could say, okay, here's a referral to you two to try out the Taken King, because you both have the base game. Yeah. You just don't want to play the rest of it. So I was like, why not try out some of Taken King and then you decide?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's funny. I have not thought about anything like that at all. It sounds really smart. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's just really complicated, though, right? Because the ideas behind share play on PlayStation are kind of there, if you could only just play this game through your friend's access or whatever it is. But it doesn't work out that great. But meaning, you'd think a lot of games would do this. Like, you know what? Download it, try it. Some of them do have, the demo. Mm-hmm.
And they did that for Destiny for a while. Yeah, the demo.
But what I'm leaning towards is it is an interesting thought for this game, which is very persistent.
It's got long legs.
Like, why can't you just, like... We talk about this a lot. Like, sometimes I just want to use a gun at its max level and try it out. Mm-hmm. Like, similarly, I'm sure you'd be like, dude, you have to play Trials of Osiris. Just come in, play one round. And how do you get them there? Yeah. Because it might get them totally hooked.
Trials would not be a good first thing to do in Destiny. You would get destroyed.
Depends on your friends.
Yeah. Depends on how much carrying your friends
But I actually think that's a really interesting idea. It feels very complex. I just feel like more people would do that if they could. But probably the development versus the risk versus reward there. You might get a lot of people wanting to abuse the demo. Because that happens too. I've certainly played demos where I'm like, yeah, I got enough out of it. And to your point, and I think that's what you're saying, the beginning of the game, not the right demo. How do you let them just play one of the parts of the raid, maybe? What if you could somehow segment these? What about that? Demos within that are just a small experience that you each hop into. That's a interesting idea.
If I was working on Oryx and I got him halfway down, then it's fades to black and it's like, you want to finish the fight?
No,
you gotta pay $3.99 to continue. That might be bad.
So it's really interesting, but there's other factors here too, right?
Remember that's in microtransactions Ligiri with his agenda.
No.
Yeah. Remember how much you've learned about Destiny that is mechanical now, and we've talked about going between games and how it is with Destiny for us now. It's like you can pick up and play.
Jumping into Halo, I kept double tapping to jump and holding Y.
But let me just finish that point, which is don't forget how much you would have to explain to somebody, what is the menu? What is this? The games are built in a way that it teaches you a lot in the first 5-6 hours.
Yeah, and there are plenty of Sherpas out there, but you need to know a Sherpa to have a Sherpa, or you need to know people who play or be able to meet people who play. I do want to say, though, you bring up an interesting point that I forgot forgot about, which is that I remember during the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 era, you heard about a lot of developers who were sort of reticent to put a demo of a game on their respective digital shops because there was that fear of
they won't buy it.
They're not going to buy it. But I would counter with that and say, like, at the end of the day, like, playing is what will ultimately like make someone a believer.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think that if you're trying to sell a base game that is a year old, like, that's a hard sell to anyone. Mm-hmm. You always are putting the new content up front, which is why the Taken King has the Taken King right on the front box, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's mention of the two expansions, but it's all about that new hotness. It's not about the old hotness.
You're also locked out of a ton with the base game. Like, if you get the year one version of Destiny right now, used or something, you're locked out of a lot.
But to use an expression I really despise, you get your beak wet and you figure out from there, well, like, do you want to go a little further?
I'm just saying the product that you can still purchase on the market is not great. And if it was free, then that'd be awesome, you know?
Right, so whatever it is, I think there's a slice or a segment or even a big full version that just you only get so far, and just let them do it and change it to that model. It's really interesting. I think they'd probably be hesitant to without a deeper microtransaction model.
I don't think it hurt WoW, though, to let people try the first 10 levels, which that was the way that some people got introduced to World of Warcraft.
And now it's free-to-play,
it was
right?
referral.
Part of it.
I haven't kept up with my WoW games, so I definitely don't want to commit to something there, but I do think that Destiny is this game that has these long legs that, you know, they're promising, like, potentially up to 10 years of stuff happening within Destiny, let's just say. I mean, that's not
I think this is a
they've made.
Very smart point. I've never even thought about it, you know, because it's not really, I'm not losing sleep at night wondering how they'll sell more Destiny.
But well,
but it's a really fascinating point, which is it'd be great, there'd be more people to play with, and that is a challenge at times. And to you, the original question, which is how do you keep players hooked?
Yeah.
And I think that's the other side of this coin that we just didn't talk about, which is like we are getting into that zone again. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
Because we now
have... And they've been very silent. They've been very, very silent. The community's kind of like, give us something. We need to know something's coming, you know? The hardcore. The hardcore.
So there's some things coming, you know, and I'm going to give Destin a great segue here that he's going to love. But, you know, we've got the gunsmith updates, obviously, with the weapon parts that are coming in the November update. They're talking about the November update. But they're not super significant. You know, we want the Nightfall to be improved. But even that is still like, we need a DLC pack at this point. I keep talking about it. I think PSX could be a place. I hope. I don't know. But they really need to announce something, even if it's next February. Like, throw us a bone, because we're really wondering at this point. But, you know, Iron Banner is coming back for, you know, the next round here. And so that's, you know, probably something we want to talk about. Right, Destin?
Yeah. Iron Banner is actually one of my favorite things in Destiny. And they're changing it up a little bit this week, or the next time it launches. It's going to be Clash instead of Control. So Control is where you hold one of 3 points, and then you attack people. It's great for, like, supers, because there's a bunch of people on a point. You can clear it with a super sometimes. Clash...
And they refined Control scoring prior to, like, this last Iron Banner, which still didn't go as smoothly as we hoped because of a bug. Go ahead, Destin, sorry.
Looks like it's coming next week. But so with Clash, people are just going to be all over. It's team deathmatch style, so it's, you know, one team versus another, and it's just for points. And the way that the bounties work, this is going to be really interesting. What do you guys think about this move?
With the Iron Banner bounties?
With Iron Banner, well, not the bounties, going from Control to Clash. Do you think it's going to be good?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I like... trying just a new mode, because why not, for starters?
Clash getting, is more traditional team deathmatch.
Clash is exactly. It's just TDM, and so I like that idea of, like, you can float around instead of having to run towards these points, and it potentially will introduce, you know, maybe some more sniping, maybe some other stuff. That's pretty interesting. I mean,
I think it's going to make some of those bounties incredibly difficult. Like, get 10 kills. Like, a lot of times you get, like, you know, get a super, you get 5 of your kills, and maybe you're lucky and you get 5 more. You know?
They didn't say whether the bounties are going to be the same.
Yeah, that's true.
They're making an assumption there.
That's true.
Until we see him, I think it's too early to say.
Yeah.
But good point. Mm-hmm. It could shake the balance of stuff like that. I would hope.
I worry a little, but.
About that, you know.
So I
think it's smart, super smart, because Control is fun and all, but, like, I actually would love to see Iron Banner mix it up more frequently. Mm-hmm. You know, like what if there was a Rumble Iron Banner? You know,
No, that's too much. That would be too stressful for me.
I like this move because Control. I'm someone who, as much as I enjoy like online shooters and multiplayer, I usually shy away from objective stuff, especially in pickup games, because the quality of your teammates is all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. Now that doesn't change tremendously by switching to class. Right. You can still end up with crappy teammates, but at least these crappy teammates only have one objective, which is shoot people versus Control 3 points on the map. Or how many times you play Control and someone took the third point and so you had a swap spot?
Oh, you don't want that.
And you're like, so I don't want this. Like, I want you to play.
Yelling at the blueberry, get off C!
So I think there's an interesting point here. I was starting to think, well, you might need to communicate less, like meaning sometimes you really are like, I'm in Fireteam chat, like waiting for people in the game, not this Fireteam chat. That's where we got it from, in case you didn't know. But you switch over to the Fireteam chat for the whole play, and hardly anyone's ever in there.
It's a feature we all asked for that no one uses.
I use it sometimes. It's worked occasionally during the great PlayStation Network outage that one of the four people on. But that's when I met people through Fireteam chat. But anyway, my point is for Clash, it might be a bit easier because you're not like... You just need to kill people. You don't need to tell people, like, go to point B. Why didn't you go to point B?
No, you need to be even more specific about where you are. It's like, oh, I'm on, you know, the outskirts by the tower.
You're going to see people on the map, your teammates. So, like, meaning other than being stupid and ignoring dying over and over again, maybe, I don't know for sure until I get my hands on it, but it might be a little easier to, like, not have to worry about, like, which point is being taken. So I don't know.
I don't want to disparage pugging, because if you pug on a regular basis, like power to you. But I also like this move because to me it says that it could be Clash next one. It could be Control. It could be something else.
Yeah.
And I like that point. Yeah. You know, let Iron Banner be malleable and change. Don't just have it be Control each time, because I don't think that would be good.
I would really like it if it kind of was random, or if it was like Control sometimes and it was Clash sometimes. I do want to talk really quickly about some of the other changes coming to the game type. Really exciting. Reputation gains increased 20%. Yeah, activity completion rewards increased at all ranks, with even more significant increases at rank 2 and above, meaning more drops, basically. You're going to get artifacts in packages at rank 3. You're going to get ghosts. That was a big community ass at rank 5. Both of these were community ass. So that's really cool. It's nice to know that they're listening, and it gives you a reason, like another piece of gear that you're searching for your Guardian.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear the artifacts part, because one of my bummers right now that maybe you guys can help me with this, and this is tangentially related, I promise. In the goal to try and hit 320, how the heck are you bringing your artifact up?
Well, you need to get the 320 artifact.
Where do you
out
get that?
Doesn't even drop yet. The highest you can go is 310, right?
So basically,
yeah, I have the 310 one.
That's So it's true.
It's very difficult to raise.
Okay.
Is the hard rate dropping? I haven't played a ton of it. Apologies. Is the hard rate dropping above 310 for the artifact?
I haven't seen an artifact.
Yeah, but it's funny. I had this
from
exact
hard rate.
From hard rate.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with someone, but I was like, is it even dropping yet? Are they withholding it for a future update to keep you from
being 320? If I could get it in Iron Banner, I'm good. But
Iron Banner is 280 gear. Yeah. It's not like better gear.
Somebody get me some tissues.
So I think right now, right, and it was the exact conversation I had, is there is this grind that's getting you close to 320, but I don't even know if you can. Can you even get there yet?
You know what, Jose?
This is a separate topic, though. Sorry.
Stuff does drop in Iron Banner, though, and if it's coming from packages, it could be higher than the items you purchase.
That's right.
So, like, I got stuff that dropped at 290 and higher when we were playing at 310 light level. So,
yeah, but only cancel tissues. But only trials and hard raid.
We're talking about Iron Banner with the artifacts, yeah.
And I know, but I was saying only those drop stuff above 310 and Iron Banner, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
We don't know.
We don't know for the artifact yet.
Yeah, we don't know for Iron Banner at all, actually, because the only time we played Iron Banner, hard raid wasn't out yet.
Right.
You know? So it was dropping.
I apologize if this comes across as ignorance. Like, I have been Destiny, but I have not seen or heard or even seen a thread mentioned on Reddit about it. So I'm
I did the 310 artifact quest because I knew like that was it. I have to get it. I'm 311 now, and like now I'm just sort of grinding to infuse from hard raid and trials. Like that's where I'm at. But we had, like I said, this exact conversation with a friend. I'm like, I don't think there exists above 310.
So what's holding me back?
If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I have not read or seen about it.
Maybe it's the challenges from the hard raid. Maybe that's how you get it.
Oh yeah, we talked about that too. That could mm-hmm. be a possibility. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, well,
I mean, let's rein it back into Iron Banner,
items, though, right?
Yeah. Let's rein it back into Iron Banner and like what's happening there. They're fixing it. You're gonna get more drops. Mm-hmm. Jose's hoping for stuff 310 and above because you're doing that climb
to
320.
That's what I want.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the packages, like the fact that he has packages instead of just stuff you can buy. You know?
Right. Oh, I thought mm-hmm. you were talking about the drops at rank 3 and 5.
Yeah, they're referred to as packages. Yeah.
But what I was getting at is the problem before was they just were not really dropping and it like sucked. Yeah. So they've recognized that and have fixed it supposedly.
I mean, yeah, Lars tweeted out, Lars and Derek, mm-hmm. they're just like, hey, that Iron Banner, like,
we're sorry,
was wrong. Like, it wasn't working as intended. We've figured out the bug. The next one's going to be better. And they made some drastic changes this time. Mm-hmm. It is a bummer that the first one, like, didn't quite hit that.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah.
Because I wanted my sash, or I wanted my cape with the dog, the wolf head or whatever.
It twice.
Nice.
I never got it. I never got my bond for my warlock. I never got my headpiece for my hunter. I was really bummed.
Yeah. That cloak is so ridiculous. Yeah.
Speaking of the hunter.
Yeah.
They're fixing the, you know,
Shadow shot. Yeah. So your quiver is going to be filled with 3 shots yet again.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I was upset. I played in that Iron Banner.
But it's been nerfed to 1 shot, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to go to 3, right?
And I'm also too much of a gentleman to have cheated. Go ahead.
It was kind of a bummer that the first Iron Banner was a little it was buggy.
The real bummer is for anybody who played it, it kind of was.
I still played it to rank 5 on 1 character, and man, when you play it on your second character, you can get to level 5 like that now. I really like the new leveling mechanic.
Actually, I haven't tried it yet, so.
You get it on 1, you get you get an additional buff on your sub-characters.
That's true. There was a whole Reddit thread that was really detailed all that.
You do it your last day, you have 1 guy at 5, you can do your other 2 in a day.
Nice.
You know, if you get the bounties.
Well, that's good enough, because that's been one of the barriers. Like, I can't get enough people into the hard raid and have mm-hmm. the time to do it. I can't get enough people in the trials and do it. Like, it's
so
much.
A regular hard raid date?
No, not a hard raid date.
Oh,
no.
I do.
My friends are all over the place, man. Okay. The people I play with, and you guys already have other friends.
Yeah.
I have no one to play with. No, I mean, it's the organization and the time that it takes to put together. Like, the truth is, I've been super busy. And so, if I just want to play for 2 hours, like, I want to hop in, go in. You know, this is why matchmaking discussions and stuff come up, which agree, you know, it's not that easy, but. Man, it's so much time sometimes just to play a Nightfall, even where I'm like waiting. I'm like, I have to go like to bed. I have a job.
Yeah.
Here we are talking about Destiny. I don't have time to play Destiny. Man, the irony.
Yeah.
Cry me a river, right? Am I right, people? Before our next topic, I actually wanted to. Banner. Are you going on to the next topic?
About to, yeah.
I saw him. He was pointing. The producer points. I'm like, wait. did want to throw out at on Twitter at friend Mirabella. I don't know if you guys saw. I texted you last night. I put up a poll,
you put up the poll after your original post.
What was my original post?
I don't know how to make polls.
No, I didn't put that. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
Someone else. Get out of here. I never did that.
That was FM3.5.
Yeah.
If that's a joke, that was somebody else because I didn't do it. Anyway, the question I posed to Twitter, and there's still probably 5-6 hours to vote by the time you hear this, which Black Spindle drop would be best for gameplay balance?
Wait, why are there still only 5 or 6 hours?
This is just how Twitter polls work. See, you're the one who doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
Which Black Spindle drop would be best for gameplay balance, a 290 drop or a 310? I pose the question because it is a hard thing to play, and it's dropping 290s. And so, currently, we have 445 votes, 76% are saying drop it at 310, and 24% are saying drop it at 290. You can choose to answer the question here yourself if you want, Destin, but the poll's out there.
Yeah.
Get to it.
That is from a player perspective, not from a designer perspective. I'm sure Bungie has a philosophy with why it drops at 290. However, I am on the player's side. I am on the player's side in this argument because if you do that mission, you can do the raid. You cannot, you need to do that at a high light level. It is an extremely difficult get. It should drop at a higher light level, especially now that the light level is 320.
Yep. See? Yeah. I see nerves out there. I just like that. Mm-hmm. Get at him.
Yeah.
But
the
no, this was the reaction. I was like, that's my first Twitter poll. I was shocked at like the amount of people that got engaged. So it's an important question to me because again, it's like the time you spent getting it. I had a friend last night who's been dying to get it and he's a high level player. Mm-hmm. Just can't get it done. And then he's going to get a 290, and I would actually go in and help is the point. But I'm like, I'm not wasting all that time right now to get a 290. Like, I need 310s and above.
Is it Baradon? It's Baradon,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's Craig Baradon. He used to
How did I know?
The Dirt Star. It's but this is a guy that dropped into Crotus End once after being out at the bars. I've told this story. And we played like whatever, 2-3 hours. We were at the Death Singers, and he dropped in like as I was nuking them all with like Word of Crota. I was the last one standing, and then everyone was dead, and then Gjallarhorn drops for Craig. I was like, so he doesn't deserve it yet anyway. He's got everything else.
That's funny.
He'll live.
Yeah.
He'll live.
Okay. Moving on to our final topic. So I kind of wanted to ask the question, what do we think the next expansion will look like? Activision had an earnings call, and they did say that more expansions should be coming to Destiny. So what do we want, guys? Like, we see the item manager is being updated. Maybe there will be, like, a big update to that process. It's looking more like Destiny Item Manager, a fantastic tool that allows you to move stuff around.
Desktop only right now.
Desktop you can organize. Fran, I thought you would be super excited about this.
So,
alphabetically?
No, you cannot organize alphabetically, which bothered me.
Time out. Okay,
you
great feedback
your inner
here.
Fran.
I complain about this a lot, and I'm super OCD. As you've probably noticed if you watch the show. We're talking about item manager, right? Not the new expansion necessarily.
Well, this could be part of it.
Let's focus on the item manager then for a second. So what's really cool about it, and what's not cool about it, let me start with that. There's no loadouts that I could find, right?
Yeah.
So what's cool about it is it doesn't need to be alphabetical because you just you type in the upper corner whatever weapon you want. That's faster than alphabetically. Yeah, you want Hawkmoon, you type Hawkmoon. You want Praetus and remember how to spell Praetus, you can find it. But you type PR, boom, it filters.
Nice.
You can filter by arc, kinetic damage, solar damage. You can organize by your light level pretty quickly. And it does allow a drag and drop system. So you can shift click stuff. You want to select these four weapons, drag them on your primary. Didn't mean to drag it, drag them right back. So it's not bad. But it does mean having a laptop and a mouse next to you while you're playing. That's not terrible. I mean, some people
you're
would
doing
go
it with Item Manager
sites.
Right now. Anyone
and
who's I'm, using Destiny Item Manager extension, you are doing
so
it
I don't
that
have,
way too.
I don't bring a laptop home, so I would have to like walk over to my computer, which might be faster than trying to do it in the app. But that's annoying. And I continue to ask the question of like, there's great ideas and all, but like, why not build this stuff into the game?
Yeah,
you know, like. I just don't understand this companion stuff. I mean, the team for the development is outside the core team, and it's probably not on the product list.
It's helpful.
Like,
I use the companion app. Yeah.
Or, I mean, we've said this on the show before when Goth was on like a year ago, but vaults in space. Like, why not? Yeah. Why not have vault access from space? Like, that's okay to do.
Totally. Yeah, it's too real world. Like, you have to go to this kiosk there. Like, you know, nobody believes
you're covering. I'm still going to pick up bounties. I'm still going to see the Cryptarch so he can troll me. I'm still going. I'm going to see the gunsmith for weapon parts now. Yeah. Like nobody's business.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me do something in space while I'm loading in instead of watching my ship drift.
You know? The final frontier.
Final Voltier.
Voltier.
But the thing you guys have to think about, you do think about it. So say, I said it. I said a terrible pun.
That's an awesome pun.
We appreciate you, friend.
Always.
Good. The thing you had to think about then, right? Then you'd be like, nobody's in the tower anymore. They're always in orbit. And like, there's all these little things that does affect the game balance. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. No. Because I would have said the exact same thing. I'm like, I hate wasting my time in this game.
Trust me, I have plenty of reasons to see all the other characters. Like, even the quest lines and the way they work, you have to go see someone.
Yeah.
But you're not sending them an email. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
From space.
Try not to talk over everybody. We don't hear it like you guys hear it. I always say that every week. So. What is tricky about this is that, what I really wanted to focus on is I love sort of the beta test. It's a beta. So thank you, by the way, for doing that. I think it's a really great start. You can maximize light level. And if you've all used Tower Ghost, that's one of the most popular, you know, apps from a third party developer out there that you can check out, which is quite good. So most people are going to stick to Tower Ghost, I think, but they took a little nod maybe from that or their own ideas, but it has like max your light level. You just boom, you hit it and it'll find all the max stuff. Boom. No doing math and looking for weapons. But that's a perfect example. Why isn't that button in the game?
Yeah.
Because if it's so useful, and it is, by the way, I'm in the clutch, then let me do that. So That's what I want to see in Destiny 2. I think that's where you're going to see stuff. I think DLC stuff, we're going to be pretty much stuck with mostly the system we have and companion tools like this. But I would love to see them developed, and I'd love to see, obviously, the app start to adopt some of this.
If we're talking item manager still, there's one thing that needs to happen. You need to make it so that raid weapons have a kiosk just like exotics have right now. Because right now, all my inventory is just all my raid stuff that it was very difficult to get, and like I am not going to get rid of it ever.
So is the premise you can buy it at the last light level you got it dropped at?
So like
that's runes and fusion then.
You know how exotics work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, I've never
the exotic kiosk specifically. Yeah. So you get it and it's unlocked there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm talking Vault of Glass.
But it's a low level. I'm saying what light level do you expect these to drop at? Because that's the whole game.
Vault of, the first two raids max light level because it's like 170 is max
first
light level.
Raids. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're not saying Taken King, right?
Well, yeah, Taken King. Like at least let me have a place where that I can go, where I can go and get it again if I don't want it.
Okay, so Doom of Chalcis, the scout rifle, you've got it. When you go to the kiosk, what do you expect it to be at the light level?
Probably like whatever, 280, I guess.
Okay,
it would
the
be
low,
280.
You just want the lowest level.
I just want to know that if I delete my Fatebringer, I don't have to run Vault of Glass for a year to get it again.
Totally. I just wanted to clarify for those listening for myself, like you don't expect it to randomly RNG for you.
No.
But at least you want to know that if you nuke it and you got to infuse again later or something, cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's not
so
a bad
the notion
idea.
That anything that you acquired, you can reacquire.
Yes.
But
I have a ton of year one, just year one stuff in general. It's sitting there in my inventory. It's really cool stuff. You don't really want to get rid of it, but it's taking up that space.
No, you're right. Vapebringer all
that. Yeah, but what's the threshold on this, right? Like,
raid gear.
So raid gear, but
that you've earned.
And you're to Fran's point, and maybe you clarified this or maybe you didn't, are you expecting to be able to repurchase it if you already own it? Or is this like some shaders where it's like you could only have one of these?
No, it's just
how
like
they limit it.
Guys,
right?
It's just like the kiosks work right now. Like you get an exotic, it's unlocked, so you can buy it again.
Okay.
You know, you get a Fatebringer, it's unlocked, so you can buy it again.
Destin's answer is he expects you to buy multiple ones.
It's
at like 280, well, yeah, like that's up to you. You really want a bunch of 280s? I don't. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Fatebringer's not 280. Fatebringer's max is like 170. Give that to me just maxed out, you know?
Yeah.
Did you get rid of Fatebringer? You did, right? You nuked it? Yeah, I nuked it.
No, I didn't nuke it.
I nuked it.
I didn't nuke any of my gear.
Yes.
Jose's crazy.
Whoa, my ears are burning. You guys deleted your Fatebringer.
No.
I know. He did. He didn't. I did.
I deleted my second and third Fatebringer.
I don't want to talk about it.
Was it an accident?
No, it was on purpose, but it definitely wasn't. The outcome wasn't what I wanted when I finally looked at what I got. So I think I may have told the story on the show, but I broke it because I needed... I dismantled it because I needed... No, I was working on one of the gunsmith quests, the one for Ace of Spades, and you need to dismantle. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to sit here waiting for a rare forever.
Man.
I'm not using this gun. To heck with it. Let's just let this go. And the minute I did it and Ace of Spades popped at 280, I was so distraught.
This is an addict at their worst moment, man. They're just
I want that
can't
hit.
Wait.
And
then
I need
like,
my fix.
Nope. Yeah.
I'll do anything for it.
That fix was not worth it. Let me tell you.
Actually, the moment I've been waiting for, I have a very good friend, the video guy. CJ Gibson. Mm. I play with him all the time. He's one of my crew. And he, last week, he plays really weird late hours. Mm-hmm. And he's up at like 5, 6 a.m. playing trials, going through round after round of just getting crushed and whatever the case was. And so somehow, he nuked 75 passage coins because, and this is a great topic.
Was he tired?
All the above. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I've done that too. You know where you like can't find something and you're like, wait, what did I do? Where did I put it? And it's like in the vault, hopefully.
Yeah.
This was not that experience. He nuked them. And I did do a little Oh, it's really sad, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's brutal because it does take a while to get passage coins back. And those of us who played a lot before, and he's played a ton, you're like sitting pretty with all your boons and stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he nuked them all. There's no undo. There's no turning back. And the big thing I did notice, which you should discuss another time, the time it takes to dismantle is like all over the place.
Mm.
And some things are locked, some things are fast. But if you look through, you'll notice they can add a timer.
Yeah.
Anyway, moment of silence for those 75 coins.
Jesus.
Okay.
Well, we kind of didn't really cover off on what the next expansion looked like, so we're going to revisit that on another episode.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for joining us. If you're coming out to San Francisco, hit us up on our various social networks. Fran, you want to plug anything before we go?
As always, drop us a review wherever you're at. Get in the comments and talk about the game that you're listening to us talk about. There's a lot of people in there that still do the whole "why do you play this game" thing. Mm-hmm. I say every time, it drives me nuts. So we'll be checking out the comments too. But really easy to find us on Twitter. I'm at Fran Mirabella.
At Destin Legary.
At Jose Otero. Sorry.
Jose _ Otero, right?
That's right. Jose _ Otero. Yeah. Jose Otero is taken. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I despise you,
He's
sir.
Taken.
And as a last note, we have IGN One, which I had talked about, this new upcoming thing. You can find Fireteam Chat playing on there sometimes. We will eventually have an appointed time where we hop on there. We're still ironing out some kinks, but it'll be cool to join you in the chat probably on a Friday evening to chat about the show while we're talking about the show. So it's kind of an appointment viewing experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
Well, hey, thank you guys for joining us, and thank you for joining us. And until next time,
Guardians out.
There you go.
You did a hand. You put a hand up.
We'll get him.
24 we'll hours him. Away from breaking him. That's it.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.